really dafka, we can slug them up, we can ask the question, we can ask on them, but I'll call upon them tarti miyu dafka. There are two good reasons here why we cannot learn out shinu bailim from shinu kodesh. And it's like this, the two that are not dafka is, my shinu shinu bailim. Why did you say that Shinu Bailam is not called of soul in the actual carbon itself? Why? You meant to say Mistoma because Machshava Bialma. You didn't do anything wrong to the carbon. You made the right avoidus. Just you had the wrong thing in mind. You had the wrong Machshava. So it's only Psul Machshava says so. Shinu Kodesh Nami. Machshava Bialmu. Even if you had in mind the wrong carbon, it's also only a Psul Machshava. There's no real Psul Begufa carbon. So that falls away. Really, that's not a reason to say that you cannot learn out Shinu Bailam from Shinu Kodesh. Elo, what do you have to say? Kivun the Yachshav, Apostle, since you think the wrong carbon, that makes a psul in the carbon, is Hachinami. Kivun the Yachshav, since you think for the wrong owner, Postla, you make a psul. So this alone is not a good reason you would be able to learn out Shinu Bailam from Shinu Kodesh. Now, another thing that's not Dafkar is, Rav Pinchas Brei the Rav Mori. That we'll see later on. The Yom that he says, Yesh Shinu Bailam Liachamisa. It means, let's say the father dies. The father, when he was alive, set aside a korban Ola for himself, or a korban Oshim for himself. And then he dies. So there's a Din Yerusha, the sons take over. So he holds that you have to Shechtet L'Shem, the first owner. And if you Shecht for somebody else, there's a Psul. So according to Rav Pinchas, Breder Rav Mori, the Yom, Yesh Shinu Bailam Liachamisa. Even after the father dies. Still, if you shecht it for somebody else's absolum, so then tarti miyu ikla mifrach. So these two questions are not questions. You should be able to learn out shinu bailam from shinu kodesh. They both have psulum evenly achamisa. We'll see the svaros later on. But our kolpon the Gemara says still there's two good reasons why we cannot learn out. But tarti miyu ikla mifrach. There are two good reasons why not to learn out shinu bailam from shinu kodesh. The other two reasons. The other two reasons was that it does not apply by a tzibur. By a carbon tzibur, there's no psul of shinu bailam. Everybody is the tzibur. And secondly, that by shinu bailam, it only applies mainly to zrika, not to shchita by itself. Where shinu kodesh does apply to shchita by itself. So I cannot learn out shinu bailam on the other three avoidis from shinu kodesh. So how do I know Kabbalah and Halacha and zrika has to be done the same bailam? Elohomer of Ashi, Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, V'nirtza loy l'chaper olof. Here's the drush, we said before. V'nirtza should be forgiven for him, l'chaper olof. So Idarshin, olof means upon him, v'loy al-chaver, not upon his friend. That you have to have in mind the kapara should be for the real owner, and not for somebody else. For the Gemara, v'hai l'hochud yosh, is that what the Pasuk is coming for? Hai mi boi, we need to look at time like we learned. V'nirtza loy l'chaper olof. Rabbi Shimon, I'm like this. If somebody makes a neder, means harayolai, it's upon me the obligation to bring a korban, then if something happens to it, it gets lost or dies, you have to bring another one, yichayim b'achrayis. It's your obligation to see it's brought, to be brought. But v'yeshenu olav, if you did not say the words harayzu olai, you just said a lashon of nedava, harayzu oila, then ain't chayim b'achrayisai, you're not chayim b'achrayisai. So that's where the word from there, it's a lie. It's the only, yeah. So, the Yom Rav Yitzhak, Bar Avdimi, my time, what's the reason? Kivan the Yom Arolai, when the person says, Arezu Olai upon me, command the Toyin Layakas Vidami. It's like you're putting it upon your shoulders, meaning it's your obligation now to see that it's brought. And if something happens to it, you have to bring another one. So, Luchur Wadashting, the word Olav, for this drosha. How do you make your drosha? So, Marin says, Ravashi Mivanir Tzoloi Lechar Pekomar. From the first Loi, Loi Lechapa, to him it has to be for forgiveness. Whereas the Kabbonis has to be done for the owner. Yeah. So Gemara says, and this is going on, Zerika Saddam. So Gemara says, so far, Ashkechon Zvichu Zerika. Very good. So far you found Bashash Shchita, the Be'ef Sul of Shinu Bailam. And the way Rashi says, it means that Bashash Shchita, you think that later when you make the Zerika, you're going to do it to shame somebody else. And who was in the Zerika itself? But Kabbalah Minolon. V'chitayma, maybe you tell me, you know, I know Kabbalah, v'chitayma, leilav mizvicho zrika, learn it out. No, ma'la zvicho zrika, shekein avoyder shechayov malea bachutz. If you have a regular korban that you make the shechita outside the base of mikdash, shechayiv misa, or if you make the zrika zadam bachutz, yechayiv. Mashenket for Kabul and for Lochi not Chaya Bachutz. So I cannot learn out one from the other. All right, over. Elo, Amravashi. Asya miel nozer. I'll learn it out from El Nozer. The siv, it says by the korban of an ayil that a nozer brings, it says, v'yath ayil yasa zevach shomen. This korban ayil that the nozer brings, it says, a korban, it says zevach shomen, which means that they have to yosl l'shem shomen. So all the asiyah should be done l'shem shomen. And again, v'meinu inyo l'shinu kev, yomi the pashinu kodesh, v'lehan the nafkul, we had already from zevach shomen, is the nafkulam yosef from over there, says so to nuinyan l'shinu bailim, use it for the pasuk the psul of shinu bailim. So that's how we know shinu bailim. Omele ravacha bar adol l'rovo, ema maybe yasa klal, that's a klal. Zevach is a prat. So klal l'prat, ema chal masha prat. Zevichin, midachrin aloi, it only says the word yasa zevach shtam, so even the word zevach only means a shchita, nothing else. Samar says, Iksiv yasa shlomim zevach kudakarmen. You'd be right, but hashadiksiv yasa zevach shlomim hevelay klal sheinu molay. It's a klal that's not full. V'chol klal sheinu molay and don noisa b'klal prat. You do not make a klal prat out of this. Rashi says, loygomer klal, it didn't finish saying, so you can't just stop right there. You have to read the whole thing. Since you have to read the whole pasuk, that's not called a klal and a prat. That's called one word. It's not called the klal and the prat. Ravina amal yerlam donit. No, but Lashem chaz klal. You can make klal and prat here, but the extra word Lashem is another klal. So you learn out all kavanas, not only b'shas zvicha, but b'shas the other four, the other three also. Right.
No, there's not just tam a klal and prat only to say just zvicha, and not the other kavan, not the other avodas, but rather there's Lashem chaz klal. It could be all four avodas have the same halacha, that there is a psul shinu bailim by all four. Or avodas. Oh, Malay Ravacha midift Ravina Savacha midift. He said that Ravina over here. Holadomi klal kamo the klal basro. Like it's not a good klal prato klal over here. The klal kamo, the first klal is not like the klal basro. Klal kamo marba asiyas v'suloi. The first klal of the esayil yase is mash mol the asiyas. Anything you have to do, that's what it's be marba. Rashi says it means asiyose means avodosoi hamyuchedes min shchito zrika kabola belocha. But klal basro called to Hashem as much anything has been done Hashem the afilu shvicha shrayim, even the shvicha shrayim, the leftover blood after you make the zrika, leftover blood. Rashi says shenishpochim shira dam liyisoid, he's supposed to spill the leftover blood on the yisoid, the foundation of the mizbeach. Achash nos narba matonas veina mak from kapora. It's not mak of the kapora true, but that's what he's supposed to do. And who adin v'yaktoros emurim, the burning of the emurim. That's also not la'akiv the kapora. Once you make this rik, you'll have your kapora. But the mitzvah is supposed to do it l'shmo. Siv so, it's not a good klal of prata klal. The klal basra is moisif mo on the klal kama. So for instance, I'll tell you, ha'tona deveri abhi shmoel, it goes according to deveri abhi shmoel. Rashi says means the end of El Treifus, Hefashich Govim, that the Klali Prati Darosh Kiyah Gavno, he still makes a Klal of Prat of Klal, even though the Klal of Basra is Moisef more than a Klal Kamo. So, Klal of Prat of Klal Yata, Dana Lakena Prat, going to Darshan, something like the Prat. Maha Prat Mufurish Avoido, Ubinu Lishmon, just like the Prat is Vicha, the Shchita, has to be done Lishmon, an avoid has done Lishmon, is Av Kol Avoid bin Lishmon, who are then the other three avoidis. The Kabbalah, the Hiloch, and the Zriko also has to be done Lishmon. So that's how we learn out that by all four avoidis you have this Indian of Shinu Bailam. So the Marima Prat, if you learn from this Prat, Mufurish Avoido, Fechayov, Malay Bachutz, maybe only such an avoid like Shchito, that if you shech the Korbin Bachutz outside the base of Midish, Yechayiv. So maybe also Av Kol Avoido V'Chiyov Malei Bachutz, only such an avoidus like Zerika and Shchita, that if you do it outside the Beis Hamidrash, Yichayif. So Shchita Zerikin, I only know Shchita and Zerika should be this way, but Kabbalah V'Loch Lo, I would not know Kabbalah V'Locha. So how do I know Kabbalah Balocha from this Klal Prat Klal? Inami Rosh, I could tell you like this maybe. Like once it's only Klal Prat Klal, it has to be Mamish like the Prat itself. So maybe Inami Maha Prat Mufurish Dover, Hatoyin Sofin, V'yeshdun V'chatoyin Sofinimis, it's something that's Toyin Sofin has to be done on the north side of the Mizbeach. And you have it by the Chatoyin Sofinimis Shchitom, Merz, Av Kol Hatoyin Sofin V'yeshdun V'chatoyin Sofinimis. Maybe only such avoidance, but also, like the Kabbalah Saddam, has to be done on the Sofen side, and you have a Kabbalah even by the Chatas Apanim. So therefore, Shchit of a Kabbalah in, but Zerika Loi, Zerika does not have to be done on the Sofen side of the Mizbeach, and what then, you do not have Zerika by the Chatas Apanim on the Mizbeach Achitzain. You only have them, and not on the Mizbeach Apanim. You only have the Mizbeach Achitzain, not on the Mizbeach Apanim. So Gemara answers, true, you could say like this, that maybe only Shchita and Azrika, and you could say the other way, that maybe that Avoidis that need soften, which should also be Kabbalah. So the Kitzi could include in this way Azrika and Kabbalah. Whenever you have Kabbalah, you also always have Halach, like we said before. So Shkulunheim, they're like equal. And therefore, we have Oshneim. This is the rush of the Midah of Jerusha, that since you do not know which one to include, which one not to include, so we'll include both of them. So therefore we say both, Zai by Zerika, Zai by Kabbalah, this is Halacha of Shinu Bailam. And like we had before, once we know Kabbalah, we automatically also know Halacha. The Torah says Lashon of Kabbalah, B'Lashon Halacha, to teach us the Svaras both apply both places. This is one way to learn it out. Lishnachwin, another way to say it is, V'chod Chodo, take a benusay. Another way to say the same type of Joshua. But you don't know which one yes, which one not. So therefore, each one of them will leave it and say yes. It's me marba. It's me marba. This one also. Shita says, "Yishnachu nishakulu v'chol chad v'chad take a benusay." Yeah. Iboy say, "Most I'll answer you." Zerika mid Rav Ashi nafka. I know Zerika from the way Rav Ashi, the way Rav Ashi learned out. Rashi mivenir tzala lechaper. Oklalu prat l'tsuyi kabbalah. I don't need l'tsuyi kabbalah. Because Rik I know already. So therefore, it includes kabbalah. So that's how I know all four. So Mor says, if so, ashkechon eil nozir. I only know by the korban this eil that the nozir brings. This type of ishlamim has to be done without a psul of shinu bailam for the right owner, not for somebody else. But shar shlamim, how do we know other type of ishlamim? Maybe only special about this eil that the nozir brings. The chitem, maybe you tell me nailef me ayel nozer. No, learn out all shlomim from this carbon of an ayel nozer. So I tell you, no, mali ayel nozer is something special about this ayel, this ram that the nozer brings. Shekein yesh imoyim domim acherim. There are other bloods that have to be brought. That has to be brought also. Rashi says sheboni imoy chatas v'ilo. There are other carbonus also. The nozer has to bring three carbonus. He has to bring a chatas and a meilo, and this I offer the shlomim. So maybe only over here there's a psul of shinu bailam. So Moses says, and came the soul nichtav shalmei, special lashon of shalmei, my shlomim, the lashon of regular korban shlomim. The rabbi. So this means the rabbi is called shlomim, means to include any korban shlomim. It would only meant this korban ayel over here that the nozer brings. It should have said shalmei, his special korban. Or else Nasara should have said Shlomo, but should have said his korban shlomim. This nozir's korban shlom, it has to be done lishmo without a shinu bailam. But since it says no, the word shlomim, it means the rabbi is kol shlomim. Any korban shlom has the same halacha. So Moshe says, okay, Ashkechon, we found so far shlomim, but shar kodeshim minol. How do we know other korbanos have to have the psul? So here Rashi speaks out. The other Gemara's question is, Ashkechon means bein bishinu kodes, bein bishinu bailam. By both halachas so far, we only found it by a korban shlomim. How do we know? An oila, chatis, pesach, other korbanos also. It has to be done lishmon, lishem that korban, and lishem the owner. Fichitayim, maybe you tell me, nelef mi shlomim, I learned other korbanos from shlomim. No. Ma lishlomim, you know what's special about a korban shlomim? Shekein tunin, simicho, unisochem, utinufa, chazak, b'shoik. That's special halachas of korban shlomim. The owner has to make a simicho on it. Also, you have to bring on the sochim, the yain is brought with it. And tenufa, you have to lift up the chazal v'shoik. And Rashi says, v'shas vachim odas vachim, yesh mem, some of them, shein tunim smicha, some do not need smicha, some do not need nesachim, agoin b'choru maisa pesach. V'yesh mem, shein tunim nesachim, some do not need nesachim, the yayin, agoin chatas v'yosham. No other korban needs the tnu for the lifting up of the chazon, the shoik, of the meat. So a kitzah korban shlom has special avoidus. So maybe that's why there's an inyan to do lishmo by the bailam and by the kochim. But shah kabbalah, how do I know? And Mar's answer, the aloma for the potik says, zois ha-toyro lo'olo lemincho v'lechatis v'loshim v'lamiluim l'zev ha-chashlom. There's a special posting of Ayikro that says, "V'zoyta Torah lo'ilo leminchah lechatas lo'ashem lo'milu mishlom." Yeah, so it's one posting all the kabbonis. So we say, "Hekeshin hakosav lishlomim." It says, "Hekesh all the kabbonis to a korban shlomim." Ma shlomim, just like a korban shlomim, bein shinu kodesh, bein shinu bailam. Whether you have to have in mind the same korban or the same owner, and if you have in mind the wrong korban or the wrong owner, it makes a psul, or at least a shleol lebayl m'shem choyvo, is binu lishmo, is af kol, any other korban, bein shinu kodesh, bein shinu bayl, binu lishmo, is this inyan to have a machshav lishmo, you have to think the right l'shem, the right korban, and the right owner. So now from the sekesh. The Gemara says, Eima, maybe I'll say this, heichi d'shochit luhu, shleol lishmo, Lifsalu. Maybe only when you shechta them shlo shmo, that's when it's possible. Gemara asks a new question now. Why don't I say Eimo Hechad Shochet Lu Shlo Lishmo Lifsalu? What does the Mishnah say that by other Kabbonis excluding a Chatz and a Pesach, if you shech the Korban Oilu L'Shem Shlomim, the Korban is kosher, it's only Oilu L'Badal L'Shem Choyvo? Why do I say this? Why don't I say that since you need, we have Sukkim now, even by Korban Shlomim, it has to be done l'shmo, l'shem a korban shlomim. Why don't I say if you do it shlo l'shmo, if you make a korban shlomim, l'shem a korban oilo, why don't I say that it's possible? So Tzadi speaks out, like, what's the most question here? We said the Yisraelis are that by kachim, you need something to be written twice to make it likuva. If it's only written once, it's only l'mitzvah. So Tzadi asks, of course, the Gemara asks questions like the way we asked before. But the Gemara's question is, how do you know shino bailim? Because there's an extra posik from Shlo Lishmo by Shlomim, so many of Indian Lishinu, Kodesh, put it for Shinu Bailim. So Gemara asks now, no, why do I put that Pasuk for Shinu Bailim? Put it rather by Shinu Kodesh to teach us that should be like two psukim now, that you have to be Mechashiv on a Shlomim, Lishem Shlomim. And if Mishash is doing the avoidance of a Shlomim, you have in mind Lishem a Korban Eilo, maybe that will make the Korban Pasul. That's Gemara's question now. Why don't they say it's Pasul? Why do we say it's Olu? It's kosher, only it's like Olu Lebal Mashem Chayva. So Marin says, on Makor, the Pasuk says, Moitzis Vosecha Tishmer, watch what comes out of your mouth, for your Tisa Kashen Adat, and do the way you made a Neder. So the question is, that ends off, put in the Dover. So it ends off at Nedover. So the question is, we have before, Hai Nedover Neder, why does the Pasuk end off that it's a Nedover, it's a present, it's a Neder. Elu Vidashin, in Kemoshin Adat, if it's the way you made a Neder, a Tisa, you have Neder, remains a Neder. Fimlav, if not, you ain't a Dover. It should remain in the Dover. Now, the Itzrach Moitzis Vasecho, the Itzrach Zoyis HaTera. I need both. Because the Rachmana Moitzi Havamina, Ula Yoda B'mai Kosef. So Rashi says, the Itzrach L'Mitzrach now, Zoyis HaTera, L'Migmar Mishlamim, L'Etem Moitzis Vasecho, Nach L'Chilo Bin L'Shmo. There's one second. So the answer is like this. You can't say that it's possible, because the Pasuk says clearly, like we have before, even when you are Mishana, still it remains in the Dover. It says, V'yimlav, you hate the Dover, so it remains in the Dover. So again, the Pasuk is, Ahana Dover, Nederu, Elin Kamarshina Darto, CCA Neder, V'yimlav, you hate in the Dover. So here the Pasuk is teaching us clearly that if you do it the right way, you yaitzi yachayv. If you do the Korban Shlomim, or the Korban Eilu, the wrong way, you should know you're not yaitzi yachayv, it's not only the Bible, the Shem Chayva. But it's still kosher, because the Pasuk says clearly, Nedov, it remains in Nedov. Now the Gemara is, V'yitzvach moitzvah s'vasecha tishmar, V'yitzvach zoi satera. Now the question is, how do we know all Kabbonis? It only says he's sukkah by Shlomim. So we said, Hekesh of zoi satera. It says, Oilu l'mincha l'chates. The question is, why don't I learn out all this from the Pasuk of moitzvah s'vasecha tishmar, which is also mashma all Kabbonis. Mashma by all Kabbonis have the same halacha, that there be an inyan of Shino Kodesh, And if you do not do, if you make a psul l'shinu kodesh, you're not yotzi yichoyv. So what do I need two psukim for? Samar says, yes, itzuk, we need both psukim. Itzuk, moitzi is for secha, v'yitzuk, zay satara. Because the Rachamon of moitzi, we just said moitzi secha tishmar, have a moitzi lo yodav, and my cost of Rachamon, we not know what the pasuk is talking about, which type of avoidus. Therefore, I need the other psukim, therefore I need two psukim. All right, we'll stop here, continue on next time.